Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. I tell you, it's a true message from the soul. Today is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. And I want to remind you that it's all about having a relationship with your money. That's what we talk about today. It's money and energy. It's just another form of God's reflection. So I just want you to take a minute and breathe and bring in our song for today. You know, this song was on my mind when I was reminding you that the love journey is not just a friend, it's an experience. Our love experience. Yes, love. Doing again to the love journey. I am Janine Ingram, and I woke up with this on my mind, family. Blue magic, teach me how to love.
Teach me how to love. About love that scares me. There's something about caring too much, and maybe I'm afraid I'm not giving enough. About
sharing,
and it's the secrets I try to hide from myself, and I don't understand, but I want you to know, and if no one will
All right, you tuned in to the love journey. That was Blue Magic. Teach me how to love. All right, we're going to get ready and move in into that powerful place, that place where love, eternal love, unconditional love, the space that reminds you that you are more than enough, just the way you are. And so as we tune in to that space, I want to remind you that there's power in the breath. So I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through your nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, and releasing through the mouth, and remembering to deep breathe deep into the diaphragm. Breathing deep into the diaphragm and remembering to breathe into the heart. And so in this right now moment, I want you to become still. And as you breathe, I want you to breathe deep, family, reminding you that you are all that God is. Let's breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Still and know that I am, God. Breathe, family. And release. And as we tune in, face that energetic expression that lives in us as us, that expression of abundance, that source that springs forth all of its goodness through us. We listen to Ayana Venzat, Forgiveness for Money.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
So I just want you to know that God is all things, even our money. Let's do a forgiveness meditation.
Forgiveness meditation. This meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of forgiveness within your mind and body. Forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. It is the choice to give away the hurt, pain, and memories attached to an experience, incident, or upset. Forgiveness transcends the smallness of anger, judgment, and pain, allowing the mind and heart to rise into a place of higher consciousness and love. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. See, feel, imagine. Intended to be so. That you are sitting under a beam of golden light. That light comes from the heart or the mind of God, wherever that may be. And it shines down on you, covering you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, throughout every aspect and fiber of your being. Golden light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. And allow your heart to be filled with the following thought form. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. For every hurt or pain or upset I have ever experienced, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every abandonment, every rejection, every disappointment that I have ever experienced in my life, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And breathe the light. And allow it to fill you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head and down again from your crown to your soul, the golden light of forgiveness. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. Breathe the light and release. Knowing that the golden light of forgiveness is now integrated into every fiber of your being. And every hurt and every pain, every wound, every disappointment, rejection, judgment, belief, perception, that is anything but love, is now disintegrated in the golden light of forgiveness. As you know, affirm, believe, accept. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. I let it be. And so it is. And we take a long, deep inhale and a slow, complete exhale. A slow, complete inhale. And a slow, complete exhale. And wiggle your fingers and your toes and stretch your body, allowing the energy of forgiveness to be fully integrated into every fiber of your being. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Focus your gaze upon one thing in the room. And take a long, deep inhale. And drop it with the sound. Bring your awareness back to this space, and this time, your body. Be renewed by the energy of forgiveness. As you move into your day, be sure to do something good for yourself. And be blessed.
Good morning. You tuned in to The Love Journey. That was Ayana Vinzant in our forgiveness meditation, reminding us to move into a space of knowing that our money energy is still God's expression. And so as we come back into the room, I'm going to play a beautiful song to remind you today that you are amazing. And so we're going to play Joshua Rogers, asking God to rain down on us as you come back into the room, remembering that you are all that God is. You are all that God on this day. There is no separation between you and the Spirit. So let's hear. You tuned in to The Love Journey. I am Janine Ingram, and this is Joshua Rogers' Rain on Us.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place. Bring new life within us. Send a refreshing, Lord. Saturate our hearts. Surround. Within me. easy to move, Jesus. We're hungry, Jesus. We need you to endow us with your power from on high. Oh, oh. Surround us in this building. Surround us in the whole sheet. Surround us on our jobs, Jesus. Surround us when we're in the
car. Wow. You've tuned in to The Love Journey. That was Joshua Rogers. I am Janine Ingram, and that was called Rain on Us. Yes, rain on us, rain on us. All right, good morning, good morning. Happy New Year, Happy New You. This is 2017, and guess what? Today is Burning Bold, 11901 South Loomis, right here in Chicago, Christ Universal Temple. Don't forget to get your letters ready, get your letters ready, get your letters ready. Let's burn some stuff out of our life, and let's bring in some new stuff today, family. I hope you got your letters written or preparing to write them today. The things that you want to burn in the fire to release those things out of your life, like lack, fear, poverty, those kind of things. And you want to bring into your experience abundance, lots of love, joy, and happiness. So I hope you let it, and they're going to pray over your letter every day for 6 months and mail it back to you. What a powerful tool to assist you into manifest. This is the year of opulence and abundance. And I'm so super excited for all the great things that are coming into our experience. Yes. All right. I want to remind you also, and I just want to send some love out to our beautiful Zakia. She did an excellent job yesterday on her interview, her book, A Jamaica Memoir of Miracles, Manifestations, and Love. Zakia did an excellent job on her interview. I'm telling you, sex, drugs, relationships, oh my God, from miracles to love to all the things that she overcame to be who she is today. I just want to give her a shout out for being so authentic, so transparent, allowing her story to be told and told with the truth out loud. Because there's something powerful that happens when we begin to tell our truth out loud, family. So again, if you have not purchased her book, Jamaica, A Memoir of Miracles, Manifestations, and Love, you want to go to our Facebook page and make sure you get that book, get that book, get that book. It's also available on Amazon.com, Zakia Amida. I mean, I just tell you, it's a beautiful book. Also, don't forget, if you haven't got Carla LaVoe Hawkins, beautiful, amazing story, get her book as well. And, of course, while you're on Amazon, don't forget that when you read the book, to put your reviews on there. And, of course, Lady Love, very own, Born to Be Rich. You don't want to miss that book. That book is amazing because you know why? It reminds you of your abundance. The reason that you are here to live an abundant life. Also, family, we got a phenomenal guest speaker that I'm super excited coming January 10th. He wrote a couple of books. But one of the ebooks that I've been reading, that it is so amazing, How to Use Your Archangels to Manifest. Oh, my God. It is such a – and it talks a lot about silence. Silence, family. We don't use silence enough as a tool in our arsenal. We don't really use it to realize that that's where a lot of our answers are going to come from. When things arise in our life, we begin to get all flustered and, you know, we move around and we don't check in. We got to check in. You got to be still. You got to go within oneself. Because that's where the power really lies. It's within our silence. That's God's language. That's how you get to hear the powerful presence. It's about releasing. It's about letting go. It's about forgiveness. And you hear those things when you get into the silence. So before we get started, I just want to remind you of a couple of tools that we talked about this week. And so I want to remind you, on Monday we talked about our journaling experience. We got to bring those journals back out. It's so important. We also talked about writing a letter to Spirit. Dear Spirit, write down your frustrations, things that you want to release, things that you have concerns with, things that you haven't been able to manifest, things that you've been in resistance of, and asking Spirit to release that from you. And then when you get through, remember we say thank you and go and release that letter in gratitude. But then you want to write to yourself from Spirit, Dear Janine Ingram, and let the words just begin to flow. That was one of our exercises. And then we know that mirror exercises. We got to get back to that mirror. There's something powerful that happens when we use the mirror. It amplifies and speeds up our opportunity to manifest. Also, we had another exercise where we actually take the time to speak to our inner child. Anything that has been elusive in our presence to manifest and we haven't been able to bring into our experience, that was one of the exercises we did on our retreat last week, and it was so powerful. When you speak to the little girl, when you speak to the little boy, because there's things that we've been conditioned to believe from our childhood that's causing us to continue that pattern of belief system. So speak to that little girl, speak to that little boy, and ask it to remove from you. So I gave you examples of some of the things that happened to people. One guy was speaking to his little boy self in the mirror in at class, and he was asking it, why was he constantly experiencing a health challenge? And when he went to that little boy inside him, it occurred to him that when he was a little boy, that was the only way he can get attention from his parents, was by being sick. And so unconsciously he had developed his way of being loved was being sick. We had another lady who was experiencing financial, and she had, I think that was her fourth time just filing bankruptcy again, and she realized that in her speaking to her little girl self that she wasn't enough. So there was never enough money, there was never enough of anything. She wasn't enough, money wasn't enough, nothing was enough, because that's what she learned in her childhood unconsciously. Because sometimes it doesn't make us bad parents or our parents bad. Sometimes we, because of lack of knowledge, we raise our children in fear that we don't have enough, and then it translates into that same kind of fear to our children. So that's a really powerful exercise. I tell you that when on my retreat last week, it was so powerful. So I just want to remind you of those exercises, because this is the weekend, and I know everybody probably didn't get a chance to do them, but we had a great week of going into different exercises this week, and I hope you get an opportunity to do it this week again while you're off this weekend. Again, today is Burning Bowl. If you want to go to Burning Bowl here in Chicago, 11901 South Loomis, 7 o'clock, Christ Universal Temple, right here in Chicago, Illinois. Again, you tuned in to The Love Journey, and today is Friday. You know what that means. It's Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, and guess what? We haven't even heard from our sister all year, so we want to bring her spirit in this morning. Chessie A. Wells, all the way from Georgia. Wow. And, you know, I just want to say I am super excited to hear her voice, because it feels like it's been a long time. So as I bring in her song, y'all know she got to hear her favorite song. Because we're on the move. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Chastity A. Wells. I thought I saw her on. Chastity. Okay,
well,
there she is.
We will try this again. I was talking on mute. Great rising, love goddess. Great rising. Happy Friday, love journey. Happy Friday to all. It is definitely great to be back on the line and hear everyone else. And hear your voice and hear us all. Get ready to prepare for a Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. So super excited. Super, super excited this great Friday. We will pick back. That's how I feel. But we'll definitely pick back up where we left off here on the 23rd of December, when it was right before the holidays. So we're still reading in Overcoming Under Earning, which is a 5-step plan to a richer life by Barbara Stanley. Again, it's Overcoming Under Earning, which is a 5-step plan to a richer life by Barbara Stanley. My dog, he always makes me smile. He always comes when I'm getting ready to talk to y'all. So it just be so funny. He always makes me smile. So excuse me for having this big old Kool-Aid smile on my face. He cracks me up all the time. Anyway, we are in step 3, which we are still talking about the stretch. And I thought that this was a powerful place that we actually had left off. So it's just amazing how universal timing is. And, you know, the synchronicity of it all and how we actually stopped in this part here. And the stretch was when Oprah opened up the chapter, or one of her quotes was, the question I ask myself is the same every day and always has been, how much further can I stretch? How much further can I stretch to reach my fullest potential? How much further can I stretch to reach my fullest potential? And I think that's a great place because with it being a new year and a lot of people using this time to make resolutions or actually have a realization of your goals, your life path, and where you're actually headed, I think this is a great place that universal timing was to really be able to allow us to stop, Janine, just so we're actually able to look inward and really look at the possibility of growth and expansion in our own lives and how do we really do stretch? How do we really make it to that next level? How do we become bold like Ray in this chapter, relying on his faith, where he just jumped off a cliff and he built his wings on the way down? You know, he did what he thought he couldn't do. Is this the year? Is this the time that you'll really start to walk in what you thought you really couldn't do? I know for me, I'm not a real big resolution type of person because I'm a person who, I do the work. I believe in making goals and doing this all the time. However, I just think it's really a time for us all to really look at stretching and really, really growing as a community, as a collective consciousness of people. So I just challenge us all to really get active and really let's start being about it and really start stretching on so many different levels. So remember, we had left off, she was saying to us, what's your stretch? Remember, I asked you all what the stretch will be. Do the things you think you can't do, whether it's a swimming routine, speaking up, asking for what you want, or letting go of what's actually holding you back. Just go for it. Start flexing your muscles. Start asking for what you want. Start asking for more. It actually raises your self-esteem. Remember, we had left off with that, and business owners, hold on, guys, I'm sorry. I'm sitting in a different space, but business owners was asking for more money, higher fees, and it actually made them feel better once they were actually able to do it. So that's where we really left off at December 23rd. The bottom line is overcoming under-earning isn't measured solely by the amount of money you make, but the degree to which your life is no longer run by fear. Funny, Janine just said that again this morning. So again, I'll read it again. We left off solely here. The bottom line is, family, overcoming under-earning isn't measured solely by the amount of money you make, but the degree to which your life is no longer run by fear. So I think that's really amazing, and that's really a powerful place for us to continue to move forward from as we're doing our inward realizations, our inward reflections, our meditations, our thoughts, setting our intentions. My solar return is actually coming here in 4 weeks, and that's really a great place for me as well. It's just understanding what overcoming, under-earning is. So today we're going to pick up with finding our authentic voice, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
And use it to speak up. We got to use it, baby, to speak up. Use it to speak up. And I just wanted to read off in this first part, and then let's just kind of collab and talk from it from here. Finding your authentic voice. Now, if you're following me in a book or if you decided to get the book for yourself, it's actually page 116. So find your authentic voice and use it to speak up. Whenever you speak your truth, you're bound to rattle some cages. So again, whenever you speak your truth, you're bound to rattle some cages. Many people will rather stay under earnings than risk ruffling someone else's feathers. This is understandable. Speaking up can be scary, Janine. It was for me. I had to raise my prices, bargain harder, and turn down jobs that didn't pay. This sort of thing is difficult for most people, but especially for women. Studies have proven that men are forceful and assertive, win higher marks, and more respect from their boss. Women who are forceful and assertive are downgraded and referred to as bitches. If I've learned one thing from a successful woman, it is this. Being a bitch is not a bad thing. I thought that was amazing. It had brought me to a point, and I put stars by it. I remember, what was her name, Beyonce, saying one of the hardest things that she, you know, she really did learn from her father was that it was okay for her to really embrace that side of herself because it was her show, it was her production. She knew what she wanted to see, and she always had relied on her father to get her dancers together, get different people together, and to kind of chat, you know, chasing people about things. But then after Matthew, you know, she let Matthew go from her management team, she was the one who really had to step in that role of being a little more forceful and not being the, you know, quiet and reserved Beyonce people had become accustomed to. So she really had to speak up for herself to really get her production the way that she wanted. So she had to be comfortable with being this bitch that demanded a certain amount. She was like, because it's the bitch that comes out while you guys see a great show. It's her that really helped it all happen. So I say it and I continue to say the word for every person on the line, especially as women, to embrace that side. It's nothing to feel bad or we need to cower back from. In certain arenas, you must assert yourself and assert yourself for what you do deserve. We deserve the best. We deserve higher fees. We deserve the best. And cowering down all the time, or not speaking up for yourself, it's just a lack of self-esteem. So I thought that that was a really great point, and I thought it was awesome that she even continued to use that word because a lot of times we don't want to hear it, and especially in this format, people don't want to hear it. People cringe at it. But we're talking about really just finding your authentic voice and speaking up and really using it, not referring to the codependent self that forfeits her needs and gets cranky or fearful that can turn mean and start bullying people. Barbara ended up saying, I'm talking about the authentic self who knows who she is, has the courage to stand up, and refuses to be a victim or to put up with abuse. That bitch. And I think it's awesome just to continue to remind us of what that looks like, not the voice of a person who's defending themselves or cranky. That's not the voice we're speaking of. We're talking about the one who refuses to be a victim and actually stand up for yourself. We're talking about really embracing that part of yourself and moving into that arena of it. What did you have to what did you think about this part, Janine? I know it was pretty funny for you.
No, I thought it was powerful. because there's something powerful that happens when we begin to tell our truth and begin to tell our truth out loud. It's something valuable happens when we begin to own our power and stand in it. And, you know, some people describe it as bitch, but I just believe it's a confident woman, a confident man. It's whatever we want to call it. We can call it that. But when you really think about being able to move into the levels you want to move to, you have to have some boundaries and some ramifications, and you got to own it, and you got a vision. Everybody's not going to see that vision, and everybody's not going to agree with it. When we're not authentic, it's because we want to be liked and we want to be accepted. And so if we tell our truth and we don't allow ourselves to own our own power. So to me, this chapter was empowering. It was amazing. Yes, you got to have that inner, I call it that inner Shiro, that, you know, that inner Wonder Woman, that part of you that has not allowed you to step into your courage, your strength, your power, your value. And if the word happens to be bitch, then, you know, then that's it, however we want to see it. But I believe this chapter is really powerful into stepping into that place that gives us our own, let us own it. Like Oprah, you know, Oprah was talking in this one section. She was saying for a long time, it took her a minute before she started to just own herself. And she had a mentor who pushed her into owning herself. And when it was time for her to renew her contract with AM Chicago, he told her to rename it Oprah and to start her own Harpo Studios and all that stuff, and to brand her own self, because that way she will own more of herself. And she said it was the best decision she ever made. But she said it was, she was so afraid. She said she was tossing and turning when she was going in for her negotiations for her next contract when she was with AM Chicago to change it into, you know, her morning show that she had, the Oprah show. But she said it took courage to own it and to know she was valuable enough to ask them. And she said to own her own likeness. She said that was the best decision she ever made, to own her own likeness, because they would have continued to make money on her residuals and she wouldn't have made it. She wouldn't be the billionaire she is today if she had not owned her own likeness.
Wow.
So I think it's powerful.
This chapter
and respect your money. Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, this chapter and respect your money chapter was two of my favorite chapters. Go ahead. I apologize.
No, I just think that's a powerful point to even use. You know, we're using two of industry, you know, their industries, moguls, right? I use Beyonce as an example of something that reminded me of when she said this part, you know, of standing in her own truth and speaking her truth, and not cowering down to be the girl that everybody liked, because that was easier for her, and that's what she's used to doing. and then you brought up Oprah, right? Another powerhouse, another dynamic woman, and a lot of times we, you know, being general population of people, just kind of look and we're always admiring these women, not realizing that they had to find their authentic voice as well. They had to learn to use it and speak up and learn to brand themselves and put themselves out there and learn to really just jump and then build, you know, your wings as they were falling, right? We've been able to see it as they continue to grow and have their public career right in front of us. So I think that that was an awesome example even to bring up Oprah in regards to that, because now these women are true legends of their own. I mean, wow, to have a brand that we don't even have to use neither one of their last names, that's, it speaks volumes to me, especially. I don't know how it resonates with other people, but for me especially, it's just hearing it. It's just understanding the power of your own voice, your own brand, and to be known internationally by just one name, not your first and last name, but just one name, and just realizing that if they didn't make the jump, if they didn't actually operate in their authentic voice, where would they be? So I think it was powerful, all the things that you actually just shared, even with Oprah. I think I was good. I think I was real, real, real good. And if that don't encourage nobody to use their voice, it just encouraged me even further, even further. So I definitely do love that. Did anybody else have anything that they wanted to share this morning? Before we continue on, you can press star 6 or press 1 if you're on Blog Talk.
Yes, yes.
It's a fine time to hear your voice.
To own your voice, tell your truth out loud. How this book is resonating.
Oh, my gosh. And how cool is that? How cool is that? Her even just talking about speaking your truth, you are going to rattle somebody else's cage. I love the fact that she even just started with that and just said it. Like, okay, so what? This may be the reality, but we still have to walk in our own truth, Janine. We still have to do it no matter what. I thought that was really awesome.
All right.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Good God morning and Happy New Year. I just have this to interject, I guess. I appreciate when a bitch is needed.
Oh,
excuse me. But only when she's needed. So that's how I can better digest the situation, because I think all of us have to go there sometimes, because people sometimes make it necessary because they don't respond appropriately to when you're trying to be nice and kind. I think I said enough. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, no, and that's definitely truth. And I think that's the power in it. There is a time where we all must assert ourselves. Do we have to live in a space of consistently asserting ourselves? No, I don't think that's necessary a lot of times. However, when it is necessary, that is a place that we all must be at that time. Again, let me just use Beyonce for me as an example. Because when you look at Beyonce, there is nothing really that says that word or aggressive about Beyonce for the most part, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's very soft. She is mildly spoken. Her mannerisms are truly Southern hospitality. She's a lady. She's 100% lady. However, when it is time for that show and those tours, Beyonce turns up that fire. Beyonce is one artist that do not go to after parties. She has never allowed her crew to go out after shows or anything else like that, because that's when that inner voice come in. Whether we want to say it's assertive, it's a bitch, it's this, it's that, it's the inner she-wolf, whatever the case may be, that rises and say, we need to look back over the show of today. Because before we leave from Las Vegas to L.A., we need to look at our show for today and see where we can rise and do it better. And then that's when they prepare for another show. The easier thing is to stay in that space of Miss Southern Belle and not say anything. But then what we know her to be, one of the greatest female artists of our time. What we know her to be at that, if she didn't learn to really own her voice? And that's what it really is about. It's not about us misusing our voice or misusing our God-given power, but really learning to own who we are, stand up for what we believe, and how we see a vision in our own lives, and just creating that in our own lives, and just really standing up for that, whether it's standing up for yourself. And, I don't want to continue to beat a dead horse here, but there is definitely balance. It definitely is balance in everything that we do. It's just the most important part is actually using your voice to speak up for ourselves, because we absolutely do deserve it, and I know that I deserve it. And it's just, there comes a point where you must speak up for yourself, because all the etiquette in the world, people will steal. People will take everything from you. Oprah's people wasn't going to sit up and just continue to, you know, just like Janine just used as an example with A&M. If she did not find her voice and speak up for herself and start branding herself, they were happy with her doing what she was doing. Because who was eating? Not them. I mean, not her. To a certain extent, she was. But they profited, right? So that's what this chapter is really about, and I think that was an amazing point. And hopefully that brought more clarification for someone else who didn't speak up in regards to it. So moving on in the chapter, she brought up another example of a corporate attorney who informed a client she was raising her fees modestly, and he was taken back, but he agreed. She felt terrible about it, but she knew her fees were fair. Barbara reminded her, and her response was, it's okay to feel bad. So it's actually okay. It's okay to feel bad. It's okay to feel guilty. It's okay to have regrets. But don't let those feelings stop you. Don't let those feelings stop you from speaking up for yourself. This has nothing to do with money. It's about valuing yourself, family. It's about valuing yourself. And if you're not used to asking for what you're worth, it's going to feel a little comfortable in the beginning. Take this feel bad as a sign you're going in the right direction. I really, really, really wanted just to bring that up because I have stars all around it. I highlighted it and the rest of it because I know, even especially with us being women, we feel bad, you know, like, oh, my God, I really have to narrow this down and stop allowing people to play with my time or, you know, because my time is my money and all of that is about valuing me, and I will feel bad about it, and I still do sometimes, right? But this was valuable to me because it reminded me that, hey, it's okay to feel like that, Chastity. It's okay to feel like that, Janine. It is totally okay, but don't allow it to stop me from valuing myself because that's what it's really about. It's not about the money at the end of the day. It's really about valuing ourselves more. And remember, after we start to do that, the money is just a byproduct. It's going to show up anyway. Yeah, it's definitely going to show up anyway. So let's go over a couple of negotiation tips she actually had on the next page here and see how far we're actually able to go with this. So negotiation tips. A salary offer is not a far-gone conclusion. 90% of human resource professionals polled expect salaries to be negotiated. Overcoming under-earning requires that you take a stand. Ask for what you want. Negotiate until you reach a mutual satisfactory agreement or walk away where it's appropriate. Here are some tips for a successful organization. Hold on one second. All right. Know what you want. Research the going rate in your field and ask the end of the spectrum. You can always negotiate down, but never up. No means not now, right? I always hear that in sales, right? It really means not now. Negotiate salary only after the job offer. Don't be the first to bring it up. Make them fall in love with you before talking money. Negotiate more money. Earlier salary review, sign-on bonus, relocation costs, profit sharing, flexible schedule, paid time off, benefit perks, educational programs, expense account, club memberships, bigger office, a laptop, cell phone, job title. Negotiate it all. Act confident, even when you don't feel it. Communicate with authority. Perceived confidence is a big impact. Request 24 to 72 hours to think about the offer. Always start negotiations on a positive note. For example, thank the employer for the opportunity to make a counteroffer. If someone puts off a reasonable counteroffer, consider it a red flag. Perhaps the employer doesn't really value what you bring to the table. The best time to negotiate or renegotiate is when you have other offers. I like that. Get the offer in writing. Above all, focus on relationship building. It's always harder for someone to say no. If they know you like, if they like you, practice negotiating with a friend or in the mirror. Have points prepared and build a case around your value and what you have to bring to the company. And so I think that those are some great points here. Janine, I need you to pick up from here. I really got to get this together in my household real quick.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right. Well, we are reading from the book Overcoming Under-Earning. And one of the things that our negotiation tip is letting go. What a way to think about today, letting go. Because today is Burning Bowl, and she asked us to write down all of our letting go. So we're going to talk, I guess we go a few rest of the, you can read the rest of these negotiation tips. They're on page 118. And what I will do is take a picture of this and put this on the Love Journey so you can, those who don't have the book, you will be able to see all the negotiation tips. But let's just talk about a little bit about letting go before we get out of here. Because that is what I really want us to really think about today before we move into our next space. This new year is here. We're accomplishing some new things in our life. But what do we need to let go? So I want to make sure that if you're planning on going to any Burning Bowl experience in your town or you bring, you know, however you're going to do it, you want to think about some of the things you want to let go. She said, I believe one of the major reasons people get stuck is because they're clinging to the very thing that's holding them in place. Nothing propels us into our discomfort zone quicker than letting go. And it's usually that which we're most afraid to let go of. That's the very thing we need to release. Joseph Campbell has a quote. He said, we must be willing to relinquish the life we plan. Now, I want you to think about that. So as to have the life that is waiting for us. We must be willing to relinquish, to let go of the life that we plan. So we can have the life that's already waiting for us. What is it that we need to let go? And that's what I want us to think about this weekend. I know we're at the top of the hour. We're not going to go too much longer. So we'll probably end up picking up back here. But I'm going to give you some of the exercise tips here. And then when we do come back next Friday, we can finish the negotiation tips. But I want you to do this journaling work. And for those who don't have a book, this is the exercise. What's on your letting go list? In the space below, write down anything you think is holding you back. Brainstorm with yourself. If you're not sure, guess. It could be something tangible like a job. It could be a relationship. Maybe a situation that's not serving you any longer. Maybe it's psychological. Maybe it's a limiting belief, a destructive emotion, or a low self-esteem. And you write on there, my letting go list. You don't need to do anything with the list yet. Just keep adding to it when something arises or come to your mind. Your letting go list. Yes. In the conversation with myself, what signals have you been getting that you're ready to stretch? And what's stopping you now? What signals have you been getting that saying, you're ready to stretch, and what is stopping you now? So I want you to be able to journal those things this weekend, and so when we come back next Friday, we'll pick back up on the negotiation tip, and then, you know, we'll go over all the letting go, but you have the letting go exercise if you don't have the book, so that when we get ready to speak about the conversation with myself and the stretch marks and what your letting go list is, whoa, you have something to written down already. I'm super excited. Again, I want to. Oh, you.
No, I was just saying that's good. I think it's even more powerful if you pretend, if your conscious mind pretend like you don't know what to write down. I'm gonna challenge you even further, baby. I'm gonna challenge you even further. I'm gonna say that person that you've been. Remember, we needed to have an accountability person that we're reading this book with.
Oh.
I'm going to challenge you further. Act like you don't know what to write down. I challenge you to ask that person, what do you think may be holding me back? Because I see, I know what it feels like to be in a space and you act like, and I act like, oh, well, I don't really know. I don't know the answer. Be bold enough to ask that one person. Because from the outside looking in, they might can give you a real answer. And it's the answer that you knew, but you was just afraid to write down. So I think it's time for us to be real. I think it's time for us to really start looking at the right things to let them go and stop making up or moving around the things that really don't. You know, we're playing with smaller things. We're majoring in minor things and minoring in major things, right? Which means we're just putting too much focus on the things that are that won't move us as much. So ask that accountability person. If your conscious mind pretends that she does not know or he does not know, ask someone. Be that bold. I mean, it's a new year. Why not? All of our new solar returns are coming. Why not? Because if you don't do it now, then when? It's time for us to start letting go. And I love that exercise. I think that's a powerful, powerful, powerful exercise. Do anyone else have anything that they want us to add before we close out?
It's a crime one. It's a lot of people.
Anyone?
All right.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess, you know, this is pretty.
Rosa want to say something. Here's Rosa. Hello, Rosa. Good morning. Good morning, Rosa.
Good morning. Good morning. You guys have passed by my thoughts. The first thing I wanted to do is recommend and actually test to the fact of having boundaries. You know, they call you a bitch because you're assertive. They may call you a lot of things. You might call yourself that. You know, you might step up and be angry about how people are treating you. But at some point in time, you have to tell people who you are and accept that and resist anything that they may say about you, to you, that is not your truth. You know, and if you don't take control of what you do, then things can actually fall apart, which happens to a lot of successful people before they step up. I was thinking about that movie Joy, about the woman who created that broom, that mop. She's on Shark Tank, or she used to be on Shark Tank. I don't look at it anymore. She actually created it. And in the beginning, she allowed other people to control her business. You know, she allowed lawyers. She took people's advice that were not successful. Her family controlled stuff. And she almost lost everything until she stepped up and went one-on-one to speak to the people that were affecting her business. And she recovered. But it wasn't until she hit rock bottom and said, you know what, only I can take control. It's the same thing about people who allow their money to be controlled by these companies that invest. And then the accountant steals. Oprah says she watches over her money. That's why nobody has ever taken her money from her where she's been at the point of bankruptcy. You know, you see a lot of it. I have to take responsibility for what I do in my business and in my life. And I cannot hand it over to anybody, not my husband, not my boyfriend, my parents, my lawyers, none of that. I have to be in control of what happens to me. And it's not putting a wall up. It's just letting people know this is not acceptable and I am no longer accepting it. Not just telling them it's not acceptable. I don't want to do that anymore. And that might mean releasing some people that you've had relationships with for a very long time. And you have to do it. But you got to let go of that. You know, I'm in 2017. I no longer carry dead weight. I got to let you go. Because you're not going where I'm going. And I ain't trying to be a poor pauper anymore. You know, I'm not trying to say, oh, I'll give you my incense, I'll give you my oils, you know, let me give you a sample. Hell no. It costs me money to make those samples. You gotta pay for them. No, I don't house products anymore. You got to go to my website. I don't do that anymore. So at some point in time, you have to take control over the things that you want. And like you were saying, Jenny, you got to let go of some stuff if you want to be successful. You have to. And it's not because I don't love you. It's not because I don't want to do that. I don't want to stay with you. I do. But I'm not here to give away.
Rosa Day, let me ask you a question real quick.
Yes.
Rosa Day, let me ask you a question real quick. So you brought up a very key point. You brought up a very key point, and I want you to be honest because somebody needs your honesty this morning. I listened to you say, and we just heard you say, people ask for samples. And you had to say no.
Right.
How did that feel the first time you had to say that? How did that feel when you first had to say it? Did you feel uncomfortable, as the book said? Was it?
I did. And for a long time, I gave samples away. But then when I assessed how much it was costing me, how much time, it was costing me.
But hold on,
to give
hold
you
on.
A sample.
Hold on. So you admit that it was uncomfortable. And I can admit even in what I do, you know, I don't have product samples and different things like that, but I'm a manager of my time. I don't allow people to just sit and keep playing on my time and calling and doing certain things. I have to be a stickler on my time. So I just want to hone into this one part because I want you to be able to minister to that one person on the line who has not taken the opportunity to speak. So let me ask you this. Now, in the space that you're in, how do you feel that you learned to speak up and say, hell no, I don't have any samples. Go to my website. Now, how do you feel after you move past your feelings of feeling uncomfortable? Now, tell us how you feel.
I don't even think about it. If you want, it's not, I am not new. I might be new to you, but I am not new. Now, if you want me to make you a sample, it's going to cost you. If you want me to take my time, because my time, I usually make samples of my oils. Well, if I know you have a problem and there's an oil mixture that I can do, it's going to cost you. It takes time. And I heard you say, I manage my time. And that's important because time does not manage me. See, if you don't manage your time, if you don't sit down and say, well, okay, I'm going to spend an hour on this, or 15 minutes on this. See, because when I do my oil sample, my oil products just for you, then that means I have to research what your issue is. Then I have to research the oils, and then I have to buy the bottles, and then I have to ship it to you. That's like five steps just for you to get your product. And it's not easy to say, I'm not worthy of being paid for my time. I am. I am an expert at what I do. Experts get paid. Now, we can exchange barter or do whatever. It doesn't necessarily mean that I have to get money. But we have to do some sort of exchange. Or it's just not going to happen, and I'm all right with it not happening. You know, if you say no, fine. You're suffering. That's on you. You know, because I know what I'm talking about. I've been doing this for a very long time. You know, and it's easy for me. And it's even easier for people to say, can I have? But if you honor me just as I honor you, then I'm gonna fix that. I'm gonna exchange something for your time, your effort. That's what I do. That's what I expect to be done for me. But you have to, and it hasn't been an easy process because I'm a giver. But I'm at the point right now, I don't have products. I have oils, and they cost money. A bottle of one oil costs me anywhere from $50 to $75. And you think I'm going to empty my drops of oil into a bottle for free? I'm here to tell you that's not happening in 2017 and any other year from this day forward. I realize too that people don't really honor you or even take it for seriousness if they're not going to put something into it. And sadly to say, most of us think that putting something into it means money. Blessing is not an exchange of monetary dollar bills all the time. See, but we're in that concept, and we have not moved into honoring people in all levels. You might honor me by letting me be on your show to talk about my product. I will exchange for you that time. You might honor me by editing a post that I'm doing. I will honor you in that time. You know what I'm saying? It's about learning how to appreciate others for the gifts that they have and that they are sharing with you. It's like going back to where we came from before the dollar bill came into. It's about that consciousness that we owe it to ourselves and to others to honor them in some form or fashion if they're giving us a service. It's just that way. We cannot get into that mindset that everything is free. Yes, it is. It doesn't necessarily cost you money, but it costs you time, talent, and, like they say, tithing, that whole thing. There are so many ways to honor somebody. And I'm here to just put into your consciousness that everyone who serves us deserves to be honored, period. And we shouldn't crown. If we can't do it, the dollar, my oil sometimes costs $75.
Okay, we're going
to just 10 million. But I can't, have to be willing, like you said. Wait a minute, one more thing. You have to be willing to ask what you want. I don't know which one of you said that. In the book, it says that. And not be afraid of it.
Okay,
everything can be
bringing to it. You got to get off the phone now. Got to get off, y'all.
Yes, ma'am. I know you got a culture thing. Okay, so that's why I just wanted to say, remember, you can get whatever you want, and you can tell people how to treat you, and they will show up like that. Period. Be bold.
Right.
Have a good doctor.
Thank you, Logan. All right. So, you want to give us your last words, Miss Chastity?
Hey, so just reiterating, it may be uncomfortable for us the first time, guys, just as I was trying to bring out there. It'll be uncomfortable the first time, but after that, speaking your truth, speaking your value, it becomes easier and easier, just like it did with us learning how to walk, learning how to crawl, and learning how to do anything for the first time. And guess what? You deserve it. I deserve it. If your family needs any protection outside of your job, please reach out to me directly. You're able to reach out to me via my cell phone or email 614-230-6600. Again, my direct contact number is 614-230-6600. Janine, thank you for this platform to be able to speak. I love you all. Thank you so much for your conscious energy and your collective love and energy every Friday on the line. Bless you all. Have an absolutely amazing weekend.
All right. I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. Thank you, Chastity Wells. And I want to remind you also that what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. Remember not just dream, but live your God-sized dream. Reminding you today is Burning Bowl, 11901 South Loomis, 7 o'clock, Christ Universal Temple, right here in Chicago. Get your letters ready. Let's let go. Let's release. Let's release, 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 family. Woo! It's power in releasing. All right, ain't no stopping us now in this 2017 of opulence and abundance. Thank you, Chastity A. Wells. We are reading a book, Overcoming Under Earning. If you have not purchased the book, it's by Barbara Stanley. You will not This should be just in your library anyway. Get the book, and have it in your library. This book speaks to telling your truth out loud, owning your value, understanding you are so worthy of all that God has for you. And when you are an entrepreneur and owning your value, it is something powerful when you can do what you came to the planet to do and get paid the value of your value of your value. It is so powerful. Family, 2017, getting your value, getting your worth, opulence and abundance. Let's do it, family. Ain't no stopping us now. That's that.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to lift your vision to every word I say, every word I say.
Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our ass. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
No, no.
At the top, family. See you at the top. Love you